Welcome back to Blue Demon Weekly here on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. Eli Herskovich with you here today, and we hope you enjoyed our past interview. And just about 10 minutes ago, again, we had former DePaul Blue Demons basketball player Brian Cashin on with us, and he was a terrific interview to have on. But now we have Norman Rose on of SB Nation. Norman, are you with us?
I am. How are you doing, Eli?
I'm terrific, and I hope you're doing well as well. And as we dive into St. John's men's basketball, before we do so, if you want to tell the listeners who don't know who you are, just explain to them what you do for SB Nation and what other blogs you write for as well.
Sure. I'm Norman Rose. I run Rumble in the Garden, the SB Nation St. John's site. There are no other blogs for me, but Rumble in the Garden has been Rumble in the Garden for about 3 years now, maybe a little bit longer, and was the East Coast Bias before, hence my Twitter handle, East Coast Bias. Other than that, you know, I'm on Twitter talking about often about things like DePaul basketball, so it's good to be on with you, Eli.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk some St. John's basketball with you as well. You know, unfortunately, Twitter doesn't let you have those long Twitter handles, or else I'm sure you would be having Rumble in the Garden as your Twitter handle instead of East Coast Bias.
There's one for the Rumble as well called, it's a Rumble SBN. RUMBLESBN, and it's run by at times myself and others, but yeah, it's we have one of those too that's more specific to St. John.
I like that. Of course, you got to have your own personal name with that. I like that, Norman. And we'll dive into St. John's men's basketball. And if you want to check out Norman's latest post, we'll be diving into that right now from his Rumble in the Garden analysis. It's called Analysis: St. John's Defense Struggles Plus Lineup Consistency. And you had a great post from another writer, and he talked about St. John's out of sync defense, and it's true. You know, I look at the stat and I was shocked. I don't really look at too many stats in the Big East Conference or this specific stat in general. I don't think too many fans specifically look at this kind of stat, but it's a great stat, Norman. And you look at how many points per possession St. John's gives up, and in the Big East Conference, these past couple teams such as Xavier, Georgetown, Villanova, DePaul, Providence, obviously Dartmouth doesn't count as a Big East team, but the 1.13 per possession to Xavier and so on and so on. It's all over 1 point per possession to these Big East basketball teams.
Yep. I mean, it's all over 1.05, in fact. And, last year St. John certainly had halves where they got worked over and they gave up a lot of points per possession. But, you know, this year has been kind of impressive. I think there have been only two halves this year, once against Xavier and once against Villanova, two halves where they were, I think, in the lead at the end, actually, where they allowed less than 1 point per possession, which is amazing, considering that this team is built, it seems, to be strong on defense.
Right, and again, you talk about defense. St. John's didn't play too well against DePaul as we look at some of these stats. And you mentioned in your blog as well the offensive rebounds, St. John's inconsistency giving up offensive rebounds against teams. And DePaul is plus 7 on the offensive rebounds. St. John's allowed 17 offensive rebounds to this DePaul Blue Demons basketball team. And touching on that point, DePaul does not do a good job rebounding the basketball, to say the least. So touching on St. John's rebounding, that just shows you that maybe St. John's should work on their rebounding a little bit inside. Steve Lavin has a little bit of coaching to do.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think one thing that breaking the stats down on this level does for you, it does tell you things like DePaul is actually pretty decent on offensive rebounding. It's just on the defensive end, they don't clear their other team's misses, so the other team gets a number of second-chance points. St. John's isn't particularly good on either end, and it's not about, you know, size. It's really about effort, it seems, and how well they attack the glass. And actually, I misspoke. St. John's is actually pretty okay on the offensive glass in terms of a Big East team.
Right, and going back to that DePaul game really quick, one of the players that I enjoyed watching off the St. John's end was the point guard, Rasheed Jordan, who played terrific, and it was great to watch the matchup of Billy Garrett Jr. and Rasheed Jordan. And I mentioned this a lot in the air when I was calling the game, because Billy Garrett Jr., being a 6'5 point guard, has a lot of size. And in the Big East Conference, you don't see that many big point guards that match up, or in general matching up with Billy Garrett at the point guard position. But Rasheed Jordan has a lot of size as well. playing point guard for St. John's. So I saw your point in your blog as well in Rumble in the Garden, talking about what you do like in Rasheed Jordan's game.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, I think we want to delve a little bit deeper into this. But he has there are a lot of bits of ability in him. He has, as Steve Lavin has called him, a one-man fast break. Whether he deploys him as a one-man fast break or not is another question. But he's got a solid handle. He's able to get his shot. The question then is how well he can run a team and how well he can get the team to follow him. And as well, he's really struggled shooting the ball. And that's been a real issue as St. John's tries to emerge from the bottom of the pack. That said, it's not that he's playing a lot of the time either. So all the St. John's problems aren't on him by any means.
Right. And looking at the following game that St. John's played after DePaul, as they lost by 1 point in double overtime. So you're talking about being that close to your first Big East victory, and you come that much closer, and then you fall flat on your face in double overtime against Providence. To Providence's credit, they're playing good basketball. They beat a Creighton basketball team, and then Creighton goes into Villanova last night and blows out a Villanova basketball team who blew out DePaul on Saturday, who was coming in red hot after the St. John's game. So this Big East conference is just showing a lot of disparity right now, Norman.
No, there's a lot of parity, really. I think really any team can beat any other team, and the fact that St. John's is on the bottom really does kind of say something. There are games that are there for the winning. And even that Providence game, I don't know if you saw it at all or if any of the viewers or any of the listeners saw it, but that Providence game featured St. John's with a chance to win at the end of regulation and at the end of each overtime, and they couldn't do it.
Right, and again, you look at some of these players coming up for St. John's. Again, D'Angelo Harrison shot a good percentage against DePaul, but against Providence, the 4-15, the 1-5 from downtown. So he slumps back down to his usual shooting percentage against Providence. Orlando Sanchez, who I do really like, and a good big man who can stretch the floor as well for the Red Storm, 12 points, 4 rebounds. Jakari Sampson also played well. With 16 and 8, and God's Gift, of course, the well-known name for St. John's, had 11 points and 8 rebounds. So you talked about it, going back to the rebounding for St. John's, they do have a lot of size, but the question is, will they give the effort? And going back to that Providence game and a lot of other games, it could have come down to a lot of these rebounds early on in the basketball game. You get back a couple possessions. Teams don't like to look back to first halves, and especially in college basketball, look back into first quarters in the NBA, but first halves in college basketball, you look back at that, you get back a couple possessions, you get a couple scores on the board. Instead of being down 2 at the half, you're up 5, and it's a whole different basketball game.
No, you're right, and I think that's something that even fans and writers will sometimes say, they had a chance at the end, et cetera, et cetera. But, if you don't give up 12 second chance points to Providence, where in the first half, by the way, 12 second chance points in
that's
the first
ridiculous
half, maybe you have that game. If you don't commit a ridiculous flagrant foul against Brandon Young in the DePaul game, which gives DePaul 2 shots, Billy Garrett gets possession, maybe that possession, that one possession, that gives you the 2-3 points that you need to knock off DePaul on the road. You got to make the little plays, and you always have to look back at the little things that you could have done better early on, the ways in which the team just didn't get engaged early. And actually, I'll throw in one other bit about that Providence game. St. John's fell down something in the effect of 14 or 16 to 2 in within the first 5 minutes of the game. It's hard to dig back out of that hole.
Yeah, and they did a solid job of it. Unfortunately, they just couldn't grab enough in the double overtime, find enough energy left to get that last effort to win the basketball game. But yeah, going back to that DePaul game, I remember that Billy Garrett free throw, those 2 free throws to give DePaul the lead, and then DePaul stretched the lead to 7. And even though St. John's came back to take the lead, you go back to that little run for the Blue Demons. If the Blue Demons don't get that 7-point edge, that little run right there, then instead, maybe St. John's gets the 7-point run, and you're looking at maybe St. John's running away with the basketball game from there. So, again, looking at St. John's upcoming schedule here, especially the game coming up here on Thursday against Seton Hall, and a very unlikely point to make, but Seton Hall facing against St. John's and DePaul, so St. John's and DePaul playing the same opponent within these next few ball games, as DePaul plays them on Saturday. As Seton Hall is a very solid opponent. You know, you look at them being 2-3 in the conference, and they played two less ball games than DePaul, and you're thinking maybe they're not so hot, but they just beat a Georgetown team, and to open up the season in the Big East Conference, to open up conference play, they beat a Providence team. So they're going to be a tough team to reckon with against St. John's.
Sure. I mean, Seton Hall is such a strange team to look at because, you know, in their non-conference play, they didn't play a lot of particularly strong teams. I think Oklahoma might be the strongest team that they played, and they lost by 1 point. You know, good job, good effort, but they didn't get the win. But then the rest of their losses, they lost to Mercer, who's good, but, you know, and it was on the road. But still, you'd like to see a Big East team take that out. They lost to Fairleigh Dickinson. They lost to St. Peter's. So it's hard to say that they're good,
right?
But they have a lot of talent. They're well-schemed, and they shoot the three, you know, and like any like a lot of mid-majors, you know, if you can shoot three and play capable enough defense, you're in a chance to win. You have a chance to win.
And looking at their losses in the Big East Conference, coming close, very, very close, I should say, to Marquette. And you look at St. John's and Providence, that game, the Marquette and Seton Hall game, it was a one-point game again, 67-66 at Marquette. And then the Villanova game again, 16 points. So double-digit losses to Creighton and Villanova. But they played pretty well in the Big East Conference, and again, a brand-new Big East Conference. Not for them, but playing some brand-new teams. So you have to like what they're bringing, and we'll see again. What's your biggest test for St. John's and Seton Hall coming up within the next couple of days? What's your biggest test for St. John's against Seton Hall on Thursday night?
I mean, you know, right now the problems with St. John's are a lot of them seem to be mental. It's not just about one thing. It's about figuring out a way to play good cohesive basketball. You know, St. John's would look very different if they're, you know, sharing the ball, if they're looking for their teammates, they're making the assist. They have the lowest assist rate in the Big East. They take the fewest three pointers in the Big East. I don't know. I mean, maybe if they move the ball around and they use their athleticism positively, I think that they can knock off Seton Hall. Other than that, I mean, again, you know, the St. John's, when they're playing up to their capabilities, they should be able to knock off teams like this. And you have to worry about the things that Seton Hall does well. They protect the ball. They get back on defense. They get to the free throw line. Sterling Gibbs is amazing at that. But, you know, this is a beatable team if St. John's can play well. But right now they're not. They're allowing a lot of points.
Right. And again, Seton Hall on the season, averaging 76.3 points per game. That's good for 75th overall in the country. So around in the middle of the pack there, a solid number. And rebounding, though, you look at that, 210th overall and 34 rebounds a game. So you look at St. John's as well in that category. As we talk about their rebounding, they're 80th overall in the country and 37.6. So they're close numbers, but still, as you talked about it, if St. John's can rebound the basketball against Seton Hall, it seems like they'll have the edge and a much bigger basketball team in the Red Storm.
Sure. I mean, I do think that in this game, rebounding won't necessarily be the real issue, because Seton Hall makes a decision to not go at the offensive glass at all. So St. John's should be able to get their defensive rebounds, and they'll feel good about themselves. You know, you'll be able to hear the stat of how they're plus whatever on the boards, but that's not what matters to Seton Hall. What matters to Seton Hall is protecting the ball and shooting the three pointer. And I think if they do that, they should, you know, they're on their way to playing their game. And St. John's has to figure out what their game is and play it as well.
That's a good point, Norman. Thank you very much for coming on today, and I hope to have you back on soon.
All right, thank you for having me, Eli.
Yeah, for sure. And again, good luck against Seton Hall. It's going to be a tough basketball game.
Yeah, good luck to DePaul as well.
Thank you very much. That was Norman Rose of SB Nation coming on with us. Again, his blog, Rumble in the Garden, check that out. He had a very nice piece talking about the Dartmouth game, a terrific piece, I should say, mentioning a couple pieces. Again, Dartmouth not in the Big East Conference, so it's going to be interesting to see here if St. John's can take that victory and match the intensity against Seton Hall here, who has, again, won two Big East basketball games. Their latest at Georgetown, a tough place to play. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show and talk about DePaul's next game, who is, again, ironically against Seton Hall as well on Saturday. And I'll talk about my next upcoming shows here. And I will have a show on Saturday for a special reason, and we'll talk about that, again, coming up on Blue Demon Weekly on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection.
You are connected to Radio DePaul.